Excuse me, next case, please.
The next application is case 11625. Nancy Custer McKenzie seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Oyster Catcher Drive, approximately 142 feet south of Dowager Lane. 911 address is 38805 Oyster Catcher Drive, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR, and it's also part of an RPC. The tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 955. There are no letters in support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.8-foot variance for the side for the house. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Nancy Custer McKenzie. The address of the house is 38805 Oyster Catchers Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Can you wait right here? Can you step up, sir? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jerry Schaefer, 36442.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am. Yeah.
How you all doing?
Very well, yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. As you probably know, I always get nervous when I get up here, so I'll do the best I can.
No need.
I'm here to help. My name is Jerry Schaefer. I have a deck business called Jerry's Custom Built Decks. Do a lot of screening porch sunrooms in the Bay Forest community. Basically, we do what Envy don't. We do the majority of them. We're working around a pond right now. Miss Nancy McKenzie bought a lot around a pond where all the lots are odd shaped. They're wide in the front, they're narrow in the back because they're all going around a circle. She had requested from MV that she wanted a 16 by 18 porch built on the back of her home. We do have some pictures that you're welcome to hand out. The four windows on that picture, I'll wait till they get down the line a little bit.
Thank you.
What you're looking at there, the back of her home, those four windows are her living room. Her back door is right there. The majority of the porches that I build, well, I should say all the porches I build in Bay Forest, I'm building on that corner of the home. Unfortunately, on the opposite side of the driveway, if you look at the survey plan, they have a side garage, which caused the MV to shift the home to the right. And that's what's causing our hardship right there. The home was not centered on the lot. Can't cut the corner of the porch off due to we're trying to match the A-frame of the home for home association requirements. They want you to match everything that's there. The access to the porch is right there. That's where her back door is. She would not like it on the other side of her home because there's no access, and that is her bedroom side. Her guests would have to go through her bedroom to go to her screen and porch. Like I said, we stated a lot of this is caused by the home not being shifted. You can see clearly on her neighbor's survey as part of this survey how they shifted their home over to the left closer to the property line when they didn't do so with her home. There's probably 8 foot from the corner of her driveway to the property line. Okay. So they could have got us a little bit more there. We're requesting 1'8" variance encroachment. And the reason we're shooting for the 16 by 18, all of them around the pond, there's probably 12 homes that go around that pond. Everybody's going for 16 foot. Some of the people are going for 20 foot. So we're trying to get the 16 foot because on the side there where the door is, we're going to build a deck behind a 3-window. That's her morning room. And to have access from the porch to the deck, we're going to put a storm door there. trying to get her a little bit of ventilation. If she moves it in 1412, she's not going to get no ventilation from that side, and that's a little bit of a problem, you know. And that's about all I got.
All right. Let's see if we have any questions from members of the board. Then I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Nancy was advised in the beginning that she could build a porch there. We attached that letter that I gave you the day we filled out the application.
I'd like to speak to that. That's possible.
Who advised you on that?
So here's what happened. There were two things that I really wanted when I purchased the lot and when they showed me lots. And they said this lot would accommodate both items. One was to move to a side driveway.
Right.
I had room. And I wanted the 18 by 16 foot porch.
Okay.
And they said, you have 30 feet. We walked the lot, Lisa Smith and I, who was a sales rep. And she said, don't worry, you've got plenty of room for all of this. So having 30 feet. And I was working off of the site plan that they gave me, which is the same one I think Jerry showed you.
The one that I handed in.
Right. And so I trusted that. I signed the contract in August. And then it went to settlement in January. And when the house went up, I also asked Kurt, because it always looks like it's closer to the woods than it, you know, once you get it up. I said, are you sure I have 30 feet behind there? And he went out and measured and said, yes, you did. The problem was nobody thought about the setback at that point. I didn't even know about setback until I asked Jerry to come after settlement in February to look at the porch, and this is what we're going to build. He said, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they moved your house. And I'm like, that's not possible.
Her name.
I ask all along the way. So I called NV Homes, Todd Hickman, who was a production manager. And he said there is another plan. And he said when they went to build the home, you're right, they did move the home. He said, I feel culpability to that, but we, since you didn't get the porch, weren't building the porch through us, we would have had that on the first site plan. And it wasn't done on purpose, but it got lost in the... Nobody told the person that you were getting somebody else to build a porch there. So he said, you know, I can't get involved in you got to go get a variance. But he said, you know, like I say, I feel some culpability, but verbal commitments are not, some, you know, and we don't have to notify you when we make changes on the house. It's in the contract that we don't have to notify you. And that's true inside the house as well, as long as they stay within the square footage. So then I went down to sales office and got the second plan. And that's the first I knew of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Jerry, then what do we have to do? You know, because I was kind of in a state of shock after thinking all along the way I'd done what I needed to do.
Right.
And he said, you need to go for a variance. So.
That's I've been here before. I don't mean to come in all the time, but as a good contractor, I feel it's my responsibility to make the homeowners aware of what they need to do.
Well, that's appreciated, and that's good. Okay. Thank you again, then.
I want to say one other quick thing, and that is that I kind of did my homework in deciding not to have NV build it. I looked at their work. And I went around the neighborhood, and everybody was so satisfied. And he builds a beautiful porch. So I thought, I'm going to go with them. And they knew that, right? The sales rep knew it. Now, whether it got transferred down the line, and Kurt knew it, the guy that was overseeing the building.
Right.
But I guess the surveyor or the guy that was building the moved it.
In all due respect for MV, you know, not out to cut their throat, all the way around that pond, they did pretty good. There's no other ones. I've been completely around now. I did almost every one. I have all survey plans, checked them. This is the only one around that pond where she needs a side setback of 1 foot it's 8 inches. Yeah.
The only one?
The only one all the way around that pond.
Okay.
And she also has a letter here.
Oh, yeah. I do have a letter from my neighbors.
We got the two neighbors on the side that we're going to build the porch
either
on.
Side.
And then we got the one neighbor on the opposite side, signatures with no objections.
Okay.
I'm getting better at this little by little. I come a long way, huh, from the first one?
Yep. You have, sir. Okay.
All right.
Ready then again, Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
So could you just briefly go over the requirements for the variance?
The requirements for the variance?
Yeah. Do you have it in your, do you have the copy?
Standards.
Yeah, I do have a copy of it.
Yeah, we want to keep you in practice since we...
Well, hey, that's fine. Warm me up so that way I don't get so nervous when I come back.
Okay. You're doing well.
The uniqueness is the lot size is narrow in the back and the home was not centered on the lot. Like I said, you can't cut off the corner of the A-frame or even move it in 1 foot because I'm trying to match what's there. It is a home association requirement to match that roof line. So that's one reason what we're shooting for.
Okay.
Then I went to a possibility of development 2A. There is no access on the opposite side of the rear of the home on her bedroom side. No back door is on the left rear of the home. The back door is on the left rear of the home. The bedroom is on the right rear of the home. She would not like her guests to go through her bedroom to go to the screening porch. I could cut a hole in the wall and put a door there, but like I said, who would want their guests to go through their bedroom to go to the screening porch?
True.
Her back door is on the left side. Okay. Then, like I said, we're going to build a deck there in the morning room, so we're going to put a storm door there. Right now, that wall where the door is, that wall is 6 foot deep. So we're going to come out another 10 foot past that. If she crunches it in a little bit with just the storm door and maybe one panel of screen, she's not really going to get a whole lot of ventilation from that side. And on the hot days, we know that she won't be using the porch. Then I went to number three, B of number two, I just put yes. Three, has the difficulty being created by the applicant? If not, please explain. No, we don't feel it is created by us. We didn't off-center the home. Mistakes happen is how I'm going to say it, you know. Then I'm going to go to effective surroundings. 4A, will the variance alter essential character of the neighborhood? No, pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to build on her home what all the other 10, 12 people around that pond have now, you know. We come in and build her a smaller porch. It'd probably look odd compared to the other homes, especially if it came down to resale. They'd probably pick one of the other ones with the smaller porch, you know. Then I went to 5A, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, like I said, we need the 16 foot for storm door and access to the deck. It would fit community due to everyone else has 16 to 20 foot porches. And like I said, I've built approximately 200 porches in the Bay Forest community right now. Business has been good in there. I just try my best and don't lie to people. So that's how we got this far.
Well, I appreciate that. You've done very well.
Thank you.
Okay. What do we leave off at here? Are you, Mr. Hudson?
Well, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
No other questions?
No other questions. Mr. Nelson? Okay. Mr. Sharp?
No question.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11625. I believe the applicant has addressed this board and has done a good job on the criteria for creating a variance. Okay, he's addressed all the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the narrow and the narrowness of it, and I would say that the house was set there off center, is that correct? And you've made that statement. And this could affect that final result, which he has in the porch. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that's a reasonable use. And the exceptional practice difficulty is, I don't believe it's created by you because of the fact that it was off center, the home when it was set there. I believe that also that the access to that porch should not be with a door there through the bedroom, and also the fact that you need some airflow through there, and you've stated that that also. The variance will not alter the central character of a neighborhood. You've gotten no one's objected to this, is that correct? Okay, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. And it's a 1.8. Okay.
1 foot 8 inches.
1.8. Okay.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,625. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,625 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
She helped me a lot, so she really prepped me for you.
What's your first name?
My first name's Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Let me tell you from experience, okay, that when someone tells you, okay, that they would like another addition and you're just being done, you know, and you walk over there and you're all done, I've heard a lot of husbands turn around and say, but gee whiz, she just wanted that thing put out there and I didn't know it was encroaching, and that's what happens. They do it, and then when the inspector comes along, he thinks he's okay, and he's 3 feet into the
then you got big problems.
Yeah, then you got a problem.
That's why I check the first thing I tell the homeowners is I need a survey plan.
Once
I have the survey plan, then I go out, start measuring, put string lines up. I mean, I'm just one of them guys that I want to sleep at night, so I'm not out to take her over, build her a porch. A year from now, she gets violation in the mail, you know. So it's hard for me to come up here. I don't know why I get so nervous and scared. But I feel more comfortable because I'm starting to learn these all, you know. Same people still here, so I thank you for everything, and I thank you for the compliments, too.
Okay.
You're all right.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Well, have a good night.
I don't want to see you again, though.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully the other people do their job and we won't have to do this. You know?
There you go.
This is 6 nights I gave up to be up here now.
Thank you. Next.